for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Brent Finnegan and Emmett Hanger are big winners from Tuesday's primaries. We have a look at some of the highlights. Senator Tim Kaine urges Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold votes on what he calls common sense gun safety reforms. And Senator Kaine says vaping by young people is so widespread that it's wiped out the gains in cutting smoking. Well, we do some fact-checking of that claim. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 12th. Brent Finnegan has once again won the chance to challenge Republican delegate Tony Wilt in the 26th District. Finnegan beat Kathy Copeland in the Democratic primary on Tuesday. The 26th includes Harrisonburg and parts of Rockingham County. Finnegan won with about two-thirds of the vote. In the 57th House District Democratic primary, Sally Hudson beat former Charlottesville City Councilor Kathy Galvin with nearly two-thirds of the vote. Democratic delegate David Toscano is retiring this year, and there are no Republicans running in the general election in the 57th, so Hudson is assured of that seat next year. The 57th district covers Charlottesville and parts of Albemarle. In the 24th Senate district's Republican primary, Emmett Hanger beat back a challenge by Tina Freitas. The 24th represents parts of Rockingham and Augusta counties and other areas, including Stanton. Hanger won with about 58% of the vote. Two incumbent members of the General Assembly will not be returning to Richmond next year. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has more.
Senate Democratic Leader Dick Saslaw was able to beat back a challenge from his left, and Republican Senator Emmett Hanger was able to beat back a challenge from his right. So the primary results this week were not necessarily driven by ideology. One of the two members to lose was freshman Republican delegate Bob Thomas of Fredericksburg, who bucked his party to support Medicaid expansion. Republican strategist Dan Scandling says that does not mean the party is necessarily becoming more conservative.
There were several Republicans who supported Medicaid expansion, and one got knocked off, and he was a freshman. And he was knocked off by someone who had served on the Stafford County Board of Supervisors for 12 years. So I really don't think anybody should jump to any conclusions here.
The other incumbent member to lose was Democratic Senator Rosalind Dance of Petersburg. She lost to former Democratic delegate Joe Morrissey. Yes, that Joe Morrissey, the one Rachel Bidecoffer at Christopher Newport University says is a master retail politician who one-upped the incumbent senator.
Rosalind Dance is a victim of circumstance. She just happened to be serving in the Senate district that runs through the Richmond territory that Morrissey wanted to reclaim, and I don't think it was an ideological factor.
In Northern Virginia, two incumbent Commonwealth's attorneys lost to progressive challengers, a sign that the criminal justice reform movement may be gaining steam and pressing for changes to the court system in Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.
There were a few other competitive primaries in the WMRA area, and you'll find more results and links to the State Board of Elections website at WMRA.org and on the WMRA app. Tourism in Virginia generated $26 billion in 2018. Governor Ralph Northam announced on Monday that visitor spending increased by 4.4% from the previous year. The tourism industry also provided $1.8 billion in state and local revenue in 2018. That's an increase of almost 3% from 2017. The slogan, "Virginia is for lovers," was developed in 1969. It's the longest-running state tourism slogan in the country, and destinations around the Commonwealth are participating this year in commemorating, quote, 50 years of love. Senator Tim Kaine on Tuesday urged Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold votes on what Kaine calls common sense gun safety reforms that will make communities safer. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
Kaine said there has not been a debate on gun laws in the Senate for 6 years.
Tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, and yet there's not been a debate on the floor of the Senate since April of 2013. Well, I think it's time to have a debate, and guess what? We've got an opportunity.
He says there is legislation in the House to require universal background checks.
We should take that bill up.
And he says there's a bill in the Senate to close what is called the Charleston loophole if the background check is delayed.
That bill is in the Senate right now. We should be able to take it up.
Along with his own federal bill to limit magazines to 10 shots.
So a question that we have to ask ourselves as we have bills pending in the Senate that could be considered right now after the latest one of these tragedies is, are we going to continue to be a bystander?
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally today, an occasional series from partner station WCVE and PolitiFact Virginia examines statements by elected officials, pundits, talk show hosts, and special interest groups, and rates the statement's accuracy. Well, here's the most recent report from Warren Fisk, PolitiFact editor, talking here with WCVE's Craig Carper in Richmond.
Warren, Senators Tim Kaine and Mitch McConnell have introduced a bill that would raise the age for buying tobacco products from 18 to 21. Kaine says his goal is to stop the growing use of e-cigarettes by teenagers. Here's what the Democrat said during a May 29th interview on the John Fredericks Show in Portsmouth.
The e-cigarette vaping phenomenon has wiped out all the progress we've made in reducing youth smoking.
Warren, you fact-checked Kaine's statement. What did you find?
Kaine's press secretary said the claim is based on a February report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Every year since 2011, the CDC has been asking middle and high school students whether they've used tobacco products in the last 30 days. The results between 2017 and 2018, the two latest years available, are eye-opening. Tobacco use among middle schoolers increased from 5.6% to 7.2%. Among high schoolers, it surged from 19.6% in 2017 to 27.1% last year.
Okay, that's a lot. How much of the increase is blamed on e-cigarettes?
Most of it. Among middle school students, e-cigarette use, or vaping as it's also called, rose from 3% in 2017 to 5% last year. And among high schoolers, it almost doubled from 12% in 2017 to 21% last year.
Okay, so is Kaine's statement a slam dunk?
Not quite. The statistics I've been giving compare vaping to the use of all tobacco products, including snuff and chew. And Kaine made the comparison between vaping and just smoking. So we had to narrow one of the comparison fields.
So what did you find?
Well, there has been success in cutting smoking. In 2011, 6% of middle schoolers said they'd smoked in the last month, and that fell to 3% last year. On the other hand, there's been almost a tenfold increase in vaping, from 0.5% in 2011 to 5% last year. Among high schoolers, smoking dropped from 22% to 14% over the same span. But vaping soared from 1.5% in 2011 to 21% last year. So we can say that since 2011, vaping has more than wiped out the decrease in smoking among youths. But there's a quirk in Kaine's statement.
What's that?
Well, the senator on air didn't set a starting date, and so listeners had no way of knowing that he was referring to a CDC report that started measuring in 2011. And if you go back two decades or more, then we've still made progress in reducing youth tobacco use. In 1997, 36.5% of high schoolers said that they'd smoked at least one cigarette in the last month. In 2018, 27% said that they'd used any tobacco product, most likely an e-cigarette, in the last month.
So what did you rate Kaine's statement?
The senator said that vaping has wiped out all progress we've made in reducing youth smoking. If you count from 2011, like the CDC does, then vaping has more than offset the decrease in youth smoking. But the senator didn't set a starting point, and if you go back 20 years or more, there's still headway. It all depends on where you start. No doubt vaping is a serious concern, and we rate Kaine's statement mostly true.
All right, thanks to Warren Fisk, our PolitiFact editor.
Thank you, Craig.
For more on this and other fact checks, you can go to ideastations.org/PolitiFact.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.